Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the Legal Affairs Director for the Council of American Islamic Relations joining us to talk about a CNN hit piece in conjunction with the FBI, a psyops where they run around in Muslim neighborhoods, admitting that there's no real threat, but just saying they're looking for basically hydrogen bombs or dirty bombs. He'll join us for about 20, 30 minutes. Then I got a bunch of news on Vicente Fox and just so much more coming up. And, of course, your phone calls. Right now, Tom in Illinois, for folks that just joined us, he brought up the fact, excuse me, he brought up the fact, this is what happens when you try to eat your lunch in 70 seconds during a break. They're doing this talk radio thing. I'm like, trying to eat this sandwich. Goes down the wrong way. Excuse me. I want you to hear smacking and burping and everything else on air, folks. But it's real radio, so get used to it. No, but this is why you tune in. We don't front or put on an act here. But to make a long story short, he was saying, you know, we all need to move to one spot. And, you know, that's happened in Idaho, and that's happened in areas of Colorado, and why there's a Mormon group that's down in South Texas, and there's a... People always try to do this. And I'm not saying it's a bad idea to have different little communities all over the country. But if you have one big, freedom-loving, anti-New World Order community in one spot, there's going to be more federal agents and more provocateurs in that area than you can shake a stick at, you know, than you can count in an hour. And you're going to have arguments. You're always going to have the egomaniac types that want to be leaders. And, I mean, the Patriot movement's just full of them, you know, who attack everybody. And then if you attack them, they freak out and say you're bad for defending yourself. You know, there's a whole bunch of those. And there's always going to be opportunists. I really think we're the salt of the earth, folks. We're there in every city, in every town, in every hamlet. Watchmen on the wall, educating the general public. I think if we all concentrate in one spot, then that really will take the light out of the world. That will take the people that are willing to muckrake and expose corruption out of different areas, and the New World Order will be better for it. Now, understand, I'm saying, you know, massing up and say like the Free State deal and, you know, one area, New Hampshire or something. I'm really overall against that. And I'm allowed to say I'm against that. But I'm not against having different enclaves or places, you know, being better known for freedom. And there are places like that in Idaho and other areas. You know, people going into a small area, taking over the local government. I mean, that's happened in places like Virgin, Utah. I mean, okay, now I've been babbling for 2 minutes. Give me your take on that, Tom.
Well, Alex, I don't like to talk about myself, but, you know, I was a professional basketball player, and I hung out in Beverly Hills for 30 years. Maybe 32, 33 years, and I got into nutrition at an early age and was all organic. And I'm 60 years old, and I still play racquetball and all sports and kick the heck out of young guys, and it's been like an experiment with me, and I'm like my own doctor. We all have to be our own doctors.
No, I understand. You're saying the system is so toxic and so destructive, we've got to unplug now.
You have got to unplug, and you have to document. But you have to have a lot of money. You have to have high-tech products. You have to use the technology. And you form, and you... This is a documentary, a living documentary. I've got so many rich and famous people in Beverly Hills that can come to the table with money. I can come with...
What, to do what? To have, like, some emergency escape pod county or something?
No, to educate, to show people how beautiful their kids could be, how beautiful everything could be.
No, I know. We're totally poisoned and toxic. I mean, there were toxins in the environment 60 years ago, but look how much better-looking people were in photographs.
Oh, when we grew up, Alex, I'm 60 years old, and I'm in better shape now because of... I've been blessed.
Well, you know what?
Money.
This sounds all just amazing and interesting. Why don't you send me some info on it, sir? You can give me some info. I can have you on as a guest or something. You know, but I'll put you on hold. We got a guest coming up, but let me talk to you for a second during the break. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're about to be joined by Arsalan Iftikhar, Legal Affairs Director for the Council of American Islamic Relations, on the ongoing demonization of Muslims in the media, or people from Arabic countries, period, or people that aren't even just, you know, west of England or east of England, including their frequent implied association with terrorists. So we'll talk to Arsalan Iftikhar here in just a moment. And CNN did this, and everybody could see right through it. The FBI running around with Geiger counters in Muslim neighborhoods saying, oh, there's no real or credible threat or no specifics. But what? Look, you're under such imminent threat of a hydrogen bomb or an A-bomb or a dirty bomb that we've got to, you know, just run around busting in people's houses and sneaking around in backyards. And this creates fear. And the White House documents have been released that they issue terror alerts whenever they get in trouble. They get caught bid rigging or stealing money. Oh, the terrorists are going to hit you tomorrow. Something else happens. It's just constant. It's ongoing to ram through their entire disgusting agenda. And here's U.S. News and World Report headline. Nuclear monitoring of Muslims done without search warrants, of course. And but again, people hear this and think, well, it's just for them Muslims. See, they're keeping us safe from the terrorists. It's everybody. It's governors of major states. It's the State Department. It's local bike groups. I have New York Daily News today, just local groups protesting for bikers' rights. Give us more bike lanes. Oh, we have to infiltrate them with secret police. So Muslims are being used as a scapegoat, folks. They're being used just like Hitler and many others will use one little minority group that's unpopular at the time with some people to test it out on them. And in a search of a terrorist nuclear bomb, the federal government since 9/11 has run a far-reaching top-secret program to monitor radiation levels at over 100 Muslim sites in the Washington, D.C. area, including mosques, homes, businesses, and warehouses, plus similar sites in at least five other cities, U.S. News and World Report has learned. See, they're spying on us for our own good. So all of this is a coming out of this evil. And let me tell you what all the real FEMA training is for. It's for Christians and conservatives and homeschoolers and gun owners. And they're just getting everybody used to the Muslims being the whipping boy today. But let me tell you, America, if you got property, you got pension funds, you're the terrorist of the future. And Arsalan Iftikhar, I appreciate you holding. And you're the legal affairs director for the Council of American Islamic Relations. We've had your director on a few years ago. We're honored to have you to come on and defend your community against these propaganda pieces.
My pleasure, Alex. I'm actually trying to defend America for all Americans, not just my community.
Well, absolutely. No, I know you guys are being used as the bridge to all of this.
Yeah, well, that's what the Bush administration's trying to do.
Well, first off, tell us about your organization, because a lot of neocon groups that are busy buying fake news in Iraq, very same groups, like to lie about you guys. Tell us what you guys really do.
You know, Alex, to be quite honest with you, this is such a refreshing departure from regular talk radio interviews that I have to deal with, where I'm actually having to just, you know, defend Muslims as not all being terrorists and stuff. So it's nice to be able to actually, inform people. CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, is the country's largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy group. We're based here in D.C. We have over 31 chapters nationwide and in Canada, representing the interests of over 7 million American Muslims today. Basically, we do a lot of, you know, hate crime, discrimination monitoring, anti-Islamic rhetoric in the media, which obviously we've seen plenty of since 9/11.
And I would add, I've noticed that's okay. I can hear radio ads, excuse my French, but, you know, calling Muslims camel jockeys, that's acceptable, but if you say anything about any other group, you're going to be nailed to the wall.
Right. No, I mean, you know, they can call Muslims terrorists, but if I say that President Bush is a terrible president, which I believe that he is, I'm suddenly called unpatriotic. I find that to be kind of amusing myself.
Well, it's a double standard for sure.
Well, yeah, to say the least.
Okay, please continue. I interrupted.
We serve as, an organization that tries to be a leading advocate for social justice and mutual understanding. And, we try to build coalitions that promote this justice and mutual understanding by reaching out to people of other faiths, other ethnicities, other minority groups, who, of course, you know, in their history here in the United States have definitely been marginalized at the social, political, and economic level as well.
Well, the ADL's been caught from San Francisco to New York buying police files, having spies, spying on the most innocuous of groups, and creeping around, advising the police. But then, meanwhile, they and others try to demonize you guys.
It's hard to explain. I'm not exactly sure why that is. I think that, you know, people are starting to see that the American Muslim community is becoming more, politically aware and empowered, and that we're, you know, integrating into society. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, especially the neocon movement, you know, they see this political empowerment as a direct threat to their own political influence.
Well, I agree. I have to tell you, I've seen Muslims integrating and wanting to be Americans. And
we are Americans. I was born and raised there.
Even immigrants. But then I see other immigrant groups who don't want to, who run around, you know, saying this is another country. But then those groups are okay, but then Muslims who are Americans or want to be Americans, they're bad.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe. I'm not quite sure why that is.
Well, there's an agenda to dominate the Middle East, and so they don't want anybody in America who might not want to play the part of the bad guy.
Yeah, something that we know, you know, from our history, especially in the last 30 years, is that we always need a bad guy. You know, in the 80s it was the Cold War and the Russians were the red threat. You know, even in Hollywood and in TV, and now what you're starting to see in Hollywood and TV is, you know, they're trying to make Islam the green threat now, where, you know, we are the sort of perennial bad guys, and you know, the Muslims are out to get you, and you know, we're here to say that that's really not the case. And
well, actually, I've caught this. This is even the Washington Post. The CIA for 50 years has been actually trying to radicalize Muslim countries because they said 50 years ago it'd, quote, make them more manageable. They don't want the countries to really come to the table. They want to try to radicalize them.
Well, I mean, if you look at, you know, our own political history in the Middle East, I mean, you know, most of the despots that, you know, rule their countries today, we're propped up by our own government. And
exactly.
Have, you know, remained in power because of our government.
Yeah, I mean, I mean this myth that Muslims or people from Arab countries, period, or from Central Asia, have these big 100-foot fangs dripping acid and are just sneaking around in the shadows about to gobble us.
It would make me stick out in the crowd, wouldn't it, Alex, here in the States?
it's not true. This newest thing, just fear-mongering all over TV, oh, the Muslims, they might have nukes. They're going to get us.
Yeah, and of course, you know, and what I find really funny, and it reminds me, it's almost out of a Jerry Bruckheimer movie. You know, it's not only are the Muslims the terrorists, but what they're doing is they're planning to build a dirty bomb in a mosque. You know, of all places, you know, it just seems too well scripted. I mean, it's just, you know, they have no intelligence that would, you know, ever.
Well, I'm sure you know that Bruckheimer was hired to stage the Private Lynch rescue. He scripted that over satellite TV.
I didn't know that. I had vaguely heard that, but I
BBC
actually,
reported. Yeah, and Bruckheimer really is a propagandist for them. So.
Oh no, I totally. I can definitely believe that. We're definitely not getting all the information in terms of what's going on here.
Well, most Muslim Americans that I talk to are totally freaked out by what's happening. They happen to know what was really behind 9/11, and they know it's not the official story we're getting. They know that we're turning into a police state. And the last thing they want is for any violence to happen. You know, it's funny. Why would terrorists attack if they know that's going to bring down the wrath, excuse me, of the biggest military in the world?
Well, I mean, what's more important to understand is that, you know, the American, I mean, what this is implicitly saying is that, you know, you shouldn't trust the American Muslim community. If we're monitoring mosques for, you know, dirty weapons, you know, this is something that implicitly is saying that, you know, Muslims are the others.
But notice they've been caught spying on Powell and Richardson and bicycle groups.
So now
they're playing this card. No, 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 it's Muslims, it's Muslims.
Yeah, and then, of course, once they start spying on the American Muslim community, then they, of course, say, oh, we're not targeting anybody because of their faith. I mean, they flip-flop more than I can honestly even...
Oh, I know, that's their excuse. Don't worry, we violate everyone's rights.
Yeah, exactly. So we're equal opportunity violators in that sense.
Well, I mean, the PNAC boys, Dick Cheney wrote in September 2000 that, quote, Saddam isn't a threat, but he'll be a good pretext to get the oil and use Iraq as a launch base.
Sure.
And Brzezinski said that the Arabs and Muslims are going to be the new boogeyman after the Soviet Union falls, and he wrote a book about it. I mean, they even write policy books saying they're going to stage all this, and then they have these fake debates with the public when it's all based on lies.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I mean, you're preaching to the choir here.
Well, I'm just seeing if that's your views on this. So where is all this going now with CNN, you know, running around, oh, look, the Muslims are going to get us?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, I think one of the greatest problems that we have today as a society is just the rapid spread of misinformation. I mean, misinformation has, I mean, you know, with the internet and, you know, the blogosphere, like, I mean, it just reached pandemic proportions. And I think that, you know, obviously the only way to counteract, you know, misinformation is with real information. And, you know, we're obviously trying to do the best that we can, but, you know, as long as, you know, the Bush administration's in power and, you know, the neocons have a nice tight grip of, you know, the power, the structure here in D.C., you know, there's, you know, we're gonna keep fighting and then, you know, making a stink every time that they violate the law.
Well, I tell you what's obvious is that every time something bad happens, the globalists get their whole agenda through. See, so again, we have to ask ourselves, where is this terrorism really coming from? And then on top of it, you know, it's this perfect nebulous threat that can never be defeated. We'll stay there for one more segment with us, sir, because I want to come back, Mr. Iftikhar,
sure.
and and specifically talk about your organization and some of the things you're doing to counteract all this, because I listen to talk radio, and it's, I mean, they come right out and say, every Muslim wants to kill you. They're psychopathic demons. They must be put in camps.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. Financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Suspects' body language can blow their cover. It says the TSA is deciding if you don't look at a security guard, if you don't grovel properly and look afraid, then you must be a terrorist, and then they can treat you as a terrorist. That's the headline. We're talking to the legal affairs director of the Council on Islamic Relations. Why don't you give us the website, sir?
www.caire.com.
I'm sure you've heard of Michael Weiner, his real name's Wiener, his fake name's Savage, a beatnik from the 60s gone crazy.
Yeah.
He says all the time, Muslims need to be put in camps, you're all evil. I've heard Neil Bort say all Muslims are terrorists that want to destroy America.
Right.
I mean, these guys, I'm sure you track all this, you're more aware of it than I am, but, I mean, it's ridiculous, it's scary.
Well, I mean, what's scary is the fact that they're able to get away with this, that this is becoming so commonplace that, you know, our country is becoming desensitized, you know, to this sort of, you know, hate speech. And, like you mentioned before, if this had been, you know, if they were talking about anyone else, they would, you know, they'd be yanked before their mic went cold. But unfortunately, we live in a society where, you know, we're able to do this now.
Well, you know, I'm all for free speech. And,
of course.
And you know, we have laws against inciting somebody to violence.
Right.
But we have to look at the select nature of this and realize that any of these thought crime laws will be implemented like that. But you know what? I mean, if somebody goes in and shoots up a bunch of Muslim Americans, and then they say, that Michael Savage, you know, said that they're all terrorists. I mean, I think he should get in trouble for that. And we have had Muslims and then a lot of Sikhs, people that aren't even Muslim.
I know a lot of people have been killed after 9/11 in hate crimes related incidents.
But the funny thing is, they're not. A lot of times, they're not even Muslims.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I've done TV interviews before where the cameraman's a, you know, Greek guy, and he comes up to me, he's like, "Dude, I know exactly what you're going through because I have olive skin and a goatee." He's like, "I can't even walk to the airport without people looking at me, and I'm Greek Orthodox." I mean, this is the level of, you know, just ignorance and just paranoia which has, you know, swept our nation after 9/11.
Well, I have some Hispanic friends, and they say still trying to fly, once they see that their last name, you know, is Gonzalez. It it'll be a Mexican interrogating them.
Yeah, and I mean, Alex, I had a friend who I went to college with, and who actually just graduated from the Fletcher School of Diplomacy at Tufts University, which is the top diplomacy school in the country, was kicked off a flight after 9/11 because he didn't smile at the stewardess. I swear to God.
No, I've seen those reports.
I mean, this is a friend of mine.
No, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, he's
no,
like,
but
yeah,
I've seen
I,
reports
I,
of people just kicked off because they didn't like how they looked.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
But then the government really doesn't care about that because there's record levels of immigration from the Middle East to the country. It's just really, I guess, a big political smokescreen.
Yeah. There's so much going on I can't even begin to tell
you. Well, I mean, tell us, as an American, what it's like for you. I mean, where do you see this going in the future?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I think that things will get better. I think that, you know, just like, I mean, if you look at the civil rights history of America in the 20th century, you know, you had Italian and German Americans being vilified after World War One. Japanese Americans were thrown into internment camps in World War Two. You have the African American civil rights movement, which continues to this day. You know, we view this as just the next chapter in the civil rights history of America, and we hope that, you know, we'll be able to learn lessons as a society, grow and evolve and become more enlightened as a society, and you know, try not to make the same mistakes again.
Well, I have a video of Lino Graglia at UT saying we need to go ahead and just put all Muslims in camps.
Well, if they ever decide on doing that, I'm gonna volunteer myself to be the first one to go in, and then I'll be the first one to challenge it in the Supreme Court.
But it's just, it's crazy. I mean, do people that are screaming for putting all the Muslims in camps understand that a government that'll do that will abuse them too?
Yeah, apparently, you know, they don't really think about things like that. I mean, you know, they saw, I mean, if you look at, I mean, the Japanese internment in World War II, the, you know, the landmark Supreme Court case of Korematsu, which basically allowed for the internment, actually technically has never been overturned in the Supreme Court yet. The criminal conviction was vacated in 1981 in the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco, but officially on the books, Korematsu is still technically good law, although it probably wouldn't stand up again if the issue ever raised itself. You know, fortunately for us, in 60 years, the issue of interning a whole class of citizens.
Well, last question. There's Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to do 9/11-style events. There's the USS Liberty. There's the Gulf of Tonkin never happening. Were you aware of things like Gladio, where the U.S. government carried out terror attacks to blame it on people?
I've heard of a lot of what you mentioned. There's definitely a lot more that I need to learn, and I'm definitely going to be reading up on your website and trying to catch up on all of this.
Anything else you want to add, sir?
No, I appreciate you having me on today.
Take care.
Peace.
You bet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We actually, here in the office somewhere, have that video of the New World Order Symposium. That's what it was called. It was a four-part series, and one of the parts was in a conference hall, and they had a table, and there was former CIA Director Casey there. No, it was Woolsey. Which one? It was Woolsey, the bald-headed one. He was there at the end of the table, and Lino Graglia, the professor, was there, and there were some others. It was, putting the Japanese in camps was wonderful. What do you think? I think we should put all Muslims in camps. And I've got it on video. In fact, the guy drops by the office all the time, Kevin Smith's the one that actually shot video of that. We ought to put that in a weekly report sometime. I heard that like 2 years ago on local TV, but you've got to see it to believe it. Well, Malkin, that little fake neocon, that fake conservative, that water bearer for Bush, that smoke screener, that steam valve creature to divert conservatives. She's got a book, what, The Case for Internment Camps. I had her on. So it's just amazing, folks. Now, again, if you believe Muslims really attacked us on 9/11, you still can't say they're all terrorists and be put in camps. But when you know who really carried it out, it really becomes obvious. I got a few things I want to hit on, and then we're going to go to Pat and Nan and Bob and others. We're going to at least take five calls before we end this broadcast here in about 26 minutes. It's now 34 minutes past the hour here on this live Wednesday edition, last few days, last few shows of 2005. And I want to get into suspects' body language can show that they're a terrorist. Very nice. And Fox hires lobbyists to manipulate internal U.S. politics. I want to go over several of those. But, you know, we have a new sponsor, and I'm just really excited about them because I've been using their soap for about 2 years, and I've just never really been out there looking for sponsors because I don't agree with most stuff that's out there sold and being pushed. But my wife just loves their soap. It's all natural. There's not, you know, 100 different chemicals in it. It's vegetable oil based, cocoa butter and stuff like that. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, chlorines, glycerins. It goes on. Or antibacterials, probably never, right? The Cal Bend Soap Company, for the past 50-plus years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for the healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available. Been sponsors a few years on the network. Factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Cal Bend Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure Soap, call 1-800-340-7091, 800-340-7091. And when you tell them Alex Jones sent you, you can save up to 85% off. They have even better deals for our listeners. And folks, believe me, I mean, we got a year's supply of this sent us free by the folks over there at Cal Bend. And we're like, what's this? And it looks old-fashioned. Hey, what is it? My wife's like, man, I mean, we don't get rashes. Sometimes, you know, you put too much detergent on shirts, and once you get a rash, it makes your clothes fall apart. It's toxic. It's not soap. It's a detergent. Well, this stuff's just great. They got everything, and they got a bunch of great deals, and you will save up to 85% off because it's triple concentrated. 85% off supermarket prices, and give them a call, 800-340-7091. Again, one more time, 800-340-7091, CalBenPureSoap.com. That's just C-A-L-B-E-N, PureSoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else. And I agree with that ad copy that those folks wrote. I mean, I could say a lot more about it, but I do believe in it, and so I'm happy to endorse it and support it. I'm going to be cutting some ads for them here on the network, here on Genesis. Now, the end of the year is here, and I'm not going to belabor this. We got deals as much as 75% off. A $25 video is $5.95, okay? I mean, that's over 75%. American Dictators, you can get it for as low as $5.95 a piece. Great video. Documenting the staged election of 2004, showing how both parties are totally controlled and getting into Bohemian Grove. Martial Law, you can get it as low as $14. It's three films in one, 3 hours long. How the Globalists carried out 9/11, what their driving ideology is, and the latest police state info. My new film, The Order of Death. My new film, video, Inside Bohemian Grove, Inside the Owl, new footage shot this year by somebody inside the Grove. And then how it ties into the Illuminati and how it ties into the Ku Klux Klan and all these other Masonic groups. It's such an important film. When you get that film free on the same DVD, comes the re-edited, remastered, updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. So two films, $25. What is it, $24.95? And then you can get copies as low as $9.95. Each additional copy, $9.95. T-shirts are normally $20 or $9.95. You normally, you know, it's like $55 to get a yearly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. Right now it's $39, just until the end of the year. Take advantage of this. PrisonPlanet.tv is such an amazing activist tool. I mean, you can download every one of my films and burn copies of it right there and give it to people. High bandwidth and low bandwidth. You can download, you can stream. My book, Paul Watson's book, print copies off. A bunch of other ebooks we've been authorized to post. A bunch of other films we've been authorized to post. My weekly TV reports. All my best audio interviews. I mean, it's ridiculous now. It's been up for almost 2 years, and it just gets bigger and better. Special reports from England to Crawford, Texas, to weather wars with the father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston, the meteorologist. just we're putting so much into PrisonPlanet.tv, and I'm really proud of it, so get your membership today. And if you want a monthly subscription, it's $5.95. That comes out to like 15 cents a day. Go try it out. Give it as a gift, PrisonPlanet.tv, or just go to InfoWars.com and order hard copies of any of the films or the materials that are there, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's how you also support us, and it's very effective at getting the truth out. Okay, let's do this. Let's take calls. And then I'm going to get into this situation with Vicente Fox and several other issues. Right now, I'm going to move quick, folks. Pat in Ohio. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, Alex. I got two questions. I finally downloaded the stand-down authority that Cheney took from NORAD. But my question about, I had two, and in order for me to answer my family and my friends clearly on this matter, I need these questions answered. Where does it show clearly on, it's 20 pages of this. These instructions are 20 pages. I need to know where does
it's
it...
It's longer than that in the actual PDF file. It's right there in the first page. It's in the...
Purpose? I don't want to know where it clearly states that he took control
over... Well, I've got a good memory. I've got a decent memory, but I cannot chapter and verse quote a... I think it's like 45-page document right here with you. It's in my film. You said you were able to, with I guess, Google, find that and download it. It's on the Pentagon's website. And what does it say, June 1st there at the top?
Yeah, it has the numbers. And, then
and it's a Pentagon directive sheet. It's got the shield and cannons at the top.
Yeah.
Well,
it has the purpose, but it doesn't really spell out clearly that.
Yeah, no, it does. It's been in the news. That's what it did. Is that since 57, generals and admirals and even lower echelon officers had the power to shoot down a hijacked jet if it was going to be flown into a building or towards a populated area, or even if it was a malfunctioning jet where it had depressurized, you had a dead crew, like Payne Stewart in 1999, the famous golfer. And it says that under this memorandum directed by the vice president, that the powers are removed from the generals, and that it is an order to shoot down to be given by the Secretary of Defense or his designate, but that's to be done on a piece by piece basis. But I don't have the exact words, but that's what it says.
Okay, my second question is, did Cheney ever deny this authority?
No, it's never been denied.
Did he ever deny that he had this authority taken from NORAD, that he was over... He was
I don't think he's ever been asked about it, but it's been in CNN.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask the people, some key people... about that, I didn't know how they were going to...
Well, I'm glad you're doing your homework, and I'm glad you're doing your research, but, I mean, you've got the memorandum, and you can... There are mainstream news articles about the authority being removed from the generals 2 months, roughly, before 9/11. I guess 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
But I don't have the memorandum in front of me. Pat, I appreciate your call. I'm glad you're tracking this stuff down. But no, it's right there. It's in that memorandum. It says that only the Secretary of Defense or the Vice President or the President have the power to shoot down planes, countermanding the already existing order that they could shoot it down. Let's talk to Nan in Texas. Nan, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Hello.
Hi.
I want to give a little report about an incident that happened to me the weekend before Thanksgiving. Just after dark, I was outside raking some leaves. I heard a helicopter overhead. I was just outside of the garage. It had just turned totally dark. It was dark. I looked up, and I was looking at the bright running lights on the bottom of the helicopter, and suddenly I was being sprayed, as was the entire residential area where I live. I live in Brady, Texas, and a few days later I became very, very ill with flu-type symptoms, but no fever. 2 weeks later, my husband had the same thing and still does have. He's very ill. It comes with coughing, sinus problems.
How high up was the helicopter?
Oh, my husband asked me, and you know, I don't know.
Well, let's say a tall tree is 100 feet or 80 feet.
Okay, a tall tree. Let's put it up about three tall trees, but it was big enough, so it looked probably closer than it was. I could readily see the spray. It was very thick, and it was coming down. I mean, I could see it clearly.
Well, they have admittedly, all over the country, and done biological testing. Oklahoma, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, they did it all over the state using helicopters and prop planes, quote, simulating a bio attack. But they used Subtilis globigi, which in the handbook say can cause death in elderly or the infirm, or spontaneous abortions in mammal species. And that was in the Daily Oklahoman, but it's nutritious, and it can kill you, but it's good for you.
Oh.
No, I'm serious. They sprayed several tons of it. I think it was 3 tons in a year period over Oklahoma, and at point-blank range, just a few hundred feet above houses. Was it black? What color was the helicopter?
It really looked like a dark, dark green.
So it was an Army helicopter, not a special ops helicopter?
I don't know. I wouldn't know the difference.
Did you call the FAA? I mean, you might
I haven't called anybody. Brady, Texas is a very Bush and, you know, patriotic community here.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid I wouldn't be very well received.
Are other people sick?
I don't know. I went to the...
just so you know, it's been in the Belton newspaper, and it's been in the Burnett Bulletin.
Yeah.
And it's been in several papers. And
well,
it was
I'll tell you, for older people, my husband has emphysema, and it has absolutely been life-threatening. So,
well, I'm sorry to hear that, but let me just tell you. Back in 1997 and 98... I mean, we're talking police saw this and were in the newspaper. We're talking principals. We're talking, and then Mike Hansen and Steve Lane were out doing carpentry work out in that area arguing about it. And Steve admitted that he and Mike were going, oh, it isn't true. They're not spraying. And a black helicopter with spray nozzles flies right over them and sprays a school. They were on a hill. The helicopter was below them. They actually saw it happen. And then in the 70s and 77, they declassified a lot of the testing. There had been thousands of tests of radiologicals, chemicals, biologicals. You know, they killed people in the New York subways in 68. There's the famous spraying of the San Francisco Ship Channel.
Let me ask you something. Listen, Alex, could this be that when you go out into your yard this spring and start raking and cleaning up, that this stuff comes back up and you have the bird flu?
You know, they've created a lot of hysteria over bird flu.
Yeah, that's what they're wanting.
So I tend to have thought that it's not going to happen. They'll have one case and say it happened.
Steve Quill said yesterday that a flu of this sort, that is one without fever, very strange flu, was being reported from all over the country. This is one reason I'm calling in. I want the people in Brady who are ill, the older people and the younger people, whoever they are, you are really sick.
Well, I want folks to know, though, that our government is the main culprit.
Of course he is. That's your tax dollars being used.
Well, it's like, let's say I live on a big street with a bunch of houses, and there's a guy who's robbed banks 5 times and been convicted. Well, are the cops going to come question me, who's never robbed anything, or will they go question him? And no one's ever used bioweapons on us but our own government.
That's right.
And it's declassified and it's public, but we're supposed to just trust them. And, they're not, Al-Qaeda's going to get us.
Alex, I've got to say one other thing. Thank you. Thank you for giving our people, the Christians, a platform. There is no other place to really talk and have an audience. I was able to warn neighbors who I know would be like-minded. I want to thank you for that. And we love our people. We love Charles Louisiana. We love Roger from Pennsylvania. Roger, get out of the dictionary. All of these people that call in are very dear to us, and I want you to know that.
Well, you sound like a sweetheart. Listen, why don't you do this? Why don't I get your number right now, and then maybe I can call you. We don't have to use your name. And then maybe I'll do a story about it and then post some of the past biological testing that's admittedly been going on. I mean, it's been in the local Texas papers. I mean, they'd spray people that didn't like me and thought I was a kook. I mean, they were on TV saying, I didn't believe Alex Jones. It sprayed me, and then we all got sick. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I've got national newscasts where it was covered. And this is stuff that really goes on. So, listen, I'm going to put you on hold, Nan.
I will be there. Thank you.
Okay. Get Nan's phone number for me, and I'll try to call her. Bob in Texas. Go ahead, Bob. I'm never going to get to my news now, but Bob, go ahead.
Yes. Just two things. God bless you, Alex.
Well, thank you. God bless you, too.
And he's blessing you very, very much.
Oh, I know that.
Two things. Your last guest neglected one thing very important. He forgot to say that Islam, like Christianity, excludes corruption. And corruption is the capital of the United States, Washington, D.C. The other thing is this. Listen to this. I have it from a biophysicist who told me some things. Family member, and he said that inoculations are just their nanotechnology, and they alter the DNA. And they've been doing it for a long time. That's how they're mesmerizing the society, Alex, through these inoculations. They alter the DNA.
Well, I hear you. I hear you. You know, I don't know specifically about that, but I do know that Tex Mars was in Air Force intelligence, and even back then he laughed at other people in intelligence, CIA and others, that said, oh, we're dealing with something called nanotech, microscopic robots. And then it all, decades later, and, you know, he's written best-selling books on robots, it all came out. Thanks for the call. I know they're putting mercury in there that brain damages the children. I know they're putting a bunch of other stuff in there. All right, we'll be right back. I've got to hit these final news stories. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is out of the Miami Herald. Vicente Fox hires lobbyists for U.S. The Texan who advised President Vicente Fox's election campaign will now try to sweeten U.S. views on immigration. President Vicente Fox has rehired the Texas public relations man, that's propaganda, folks, and GOP political consultant who quietly helped engineer his election victory in 2000. This time, Fox wants Rob Allen and co. to put the brakes on growing anti-immigration and anti-Mexican sentiment in the United States. You know, we know it's the end of our country. And again, it's Washington, as usual, running the whole operation. This is the same guy that engineered Bush. Last week, the U.S. House approved a bill to add 700 miles of border fencing and make illegal immigration a felony. Fox denounced the measure as shameful. His foreign minister called it stupid and underhanded. And then, you know, Fox called for people rising up here politically. So a foreign government telling people to take over our nation. The contributions of Mexicans in the United States who are making the best effort to gathering lots of wealth are not known, said Rodrigo Ivan Cortez Jimenez. I'm not kidding, that's his name, an elected deputy in Mexico's lower house. And it just goes on and on. It says the Mexican leader last week turned to the political operative who helped him topple longtime ruling party to win the presidency. It says Rob Allen helped George Bush defeat Ann Richards for the governorship in 94. 3 years later, Allen saw another potential winner in Fox, then governor of a Mexican state. He agreed to join Fox's presidential campaign, but only in secret. He traveled through Mexico using three pseudonyms. This is government operative, folks. And it goes on. It says he's going to be trying to turn around the view of the American people and Congress, and will be lobbying in Congress to script the bill and pass the guest worker program that Fox and Bush have crafted together. A foreign government. Go read the rest of the article. It gets worse. A foreign government with lobbyists. But again, Fox is a former Coca-Cola executive. This is D.C. running Mexico, using Mexico to bring down our wages and bring us into the Pan-American Union. I mean, they're building this Pan-American NAFTA corridor highway, and Mexico knows all the details, and the state of Texas hasn't even been told. That's how serious this globalization is. And it is bad for Mexicans, it's bad for Americans. I don't care who you are. This globalization is going to kill us. You know, there's going to come a time when the Mexicans won't even want to come up here because the jobs, you know, they'll get paid more in Mexico than they do here. I mean, folks, this is going to sink our country. And I know most of you know this, but this should be outrageous that we're going to see PR ads and PR on the news and the news interviewing all these people and, oh, you're evil if you don't want open borders. It just isn't going to work. The propaganda isn't going to fly anymore. And speaking of lobbyists, I have the Chicago Tribune, Halliburton, and DynCorp openly lobbying in Congress to make the Pentagon not enforce rules against them kidnapping women and children as sex slaves. I have the Chicago Tribune. It actually says that. We're having to discuss the lobbyists for the child kidnappers. I mean, they should all be arrested immediately. I know cops are driving around right now and don't believe me. Go read the Chicago Tribune, folks. I mean, it's just, oh, the government wouldn't carry out attacks. They just kidnap kids. Stop being so naive, folks. Please, please, please. Robert, in mass, last caller. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, the 12th.
Very politically incorrect. Go ahead.
Well, I know it is, but and Happy Holidays and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. But I'm saying, if you look up the history of Christmas, you will notice that 4,000 years ago, before Jesus Christ even, the celebration.
Nimrod.
That's right. It was Marduk. It was Nimrod the Babylonian.
I understand that, but if you celebrate it for Christ, it's. I mean, certainly we should know the roots of all of that. I don't celebrate Halloween. Very occultic.
No.
But, I mean, you know, so Christ was really born 2 months earlier or whatever?
I don't know, but, or Easter, Ishtar, the star, the wise men. Listen, there is history. There were kings. There still are. The New World Order, the Old World Order, Enki, Marduk, second time.
No, there's a lot of hidden stuff. You're absolutely right. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk about it. I've done whole shows on that. It's those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it, and it's very important. Out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Spread the word about the transmission. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.